Okay, I'm going to record this, and this will be a POGM event. There's a POGM event on page on the website where we've had these discussions, and I put them on the site, but this is just going to be a quickie because tomorrow's going to be longer. All right, a year, maybe 2 years ago, I met Ben, you know, from the Netherlands online, and at first everything was good. It's like with Robert Latham. When I first met him, everything was great. He was very zealous, but then problems started coming right away, and so I started getting bad discernment with Robert, and I had bad discernment with Robert from day one, but the zealousness kind of like balanced it out, and I figured, okay, he's just learning it, and it was like that for a while. But then it got bad, worse and worse and worse. And then this Joey guy shows up, and then Jeannie, and they start pushing this Ron Wyatt theology and worshiping him, literally, to the point where, but before we knew that they were worshiping him, they approached us, which was the biblical order, biblical jurisprudence, gospel order, like the Bible says to do. You bring, if you think you have new light, you bring it to the leaders in the church. And so they did. And if it's new light, we run with it. And we've done this a few times where people have brought information to me or to Craig or to anybody else in the church that's considered leaders at the time. And if it turned out to be new light or a correction as to a path we should be going, we ran with it. And we've done this many, many times. And many, many times people have brought new light, which they thought was new light, and it wasn't. In this case with Ron Wyatt, it wasn't new light. I even made a page called Ron Wyatt, a False Teacher. And I go into detail, and I even have Spirit of Prophecy that overwhelmingly confirms the man is not doing God's work. He's dead now, of course, but he is not. In other words, what he was saying is not what Scripture says, or Spirit of Prophecy, right? So, all right. And so I shared that. Craig shared some stuff. I believe others in the church shared with Joey and Jeannie and Robert Latham and Ben. Ben from the Netherlands, let's just put it like that. Ben and Mo, I guess Mo is his wife. And everything was going, bad with, because they got angry when they realized that we weren't going to, put them out in the limelight. Because if you've noticed, this is one of the problems Robert has. He likes the camera and the radio, and he wants to be out there in front and all. And that was one of the things we were trying to help him with. But the thing here is this. A lot of people didn't realize this right off. Robert, Jeannie, Joey, and Ben are not church members, but they try to act like they are. And this is why a lot of us got taken off track with Robert. The Bible says when they're not church members, we are to give them one or two chances at the most. That's what it says in Titus chapter 3, verse 10. We gave Robert a dozen or so chances, and we gave Joey and Ben and the others, some chances as well. And to try to get right with the path. Had they been church members, then we would do the Matthew 18 thing, Matthew 18 verses 15 to 17. That's the way we did it with Sessler, and that's the way it should be done. If someone's in sin, you come, well, you know what Matthew 18 says. I'm not going to go into that. And so Joey and Jeannie, Jeannie even called me a fool in writing, okay? And I don't have any problem stating that because, again, she's not a church member. We don't have to do Matthew 18 with them. And Joey was I've got tons of emails. He was unbelievable with the emails. I had to literally block his email address. It got so bad. Ben, on the other hand, came around. He came around, and he started to show the fruits again. He's even got a website in the Netherlands where it's got all my work on it, and I think he's got some of Craig's work on there too, and he translates it to Dutch. But notice this. He's had that site for a year, maybe 2 years. He is on a regular basis. I think I've got a dozen, maybe even two dozen web pages from him that are actually my web pages because all his website's mostly just my stuff, but it's all in Dutch. And so what he's been doing is he's sending me when he finishes it, and he gives it to me to have me put it on the website. I think I put one track on there. I think it was one of my tracks I did. I put it on in Dutch, and that was it. All the other pages, my discernment was coming off the chart here. It was like something's wrong here. And since I don't speak Dutch, I can't check his work, whether he's going to say something that's wrong. And so I pray. And I says, Father God, if there's something wrong here, I need confirmation. Because I'm getting these bad red flags about Ben. All right, now I'm going to share something with you. They made a video on the internet, 1 hour, 10 minutes long, 38 seconds or something like that. or 1 hour and 15 minutes long or something like that. I'm not going to share the whole video here. And if I get time, I will look into the video. I saw at the video, it says at 3 minutes and 40 seconds into it, Ben says that we, the leaders in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, do not allow any new light anymore. We've never said that. They're using deception. And they even titled it that the Holy Spirit's involved in their meeting, and it's not. And from what Craig is telling me, there is some accusing, some accusatory statements in there. There's some insults and stuff and things that are not true, just like what Sessler did, you know, when he sent out those mass emails and lied about me and Craig and Bonnie. All right, so no, the Holy Spirit's not there because James 1:26 says the tongue will be bridled. But you got to hear what Ben said. This is unbelievable what he said here. And because Jeannie also said something at the... See, actually, this video, it's a Skype phone call between Joey, Ben, and Robert Latham. But Robert, at the beginning of the video, all of a sudden shrinks himself down, and then he videotapes the entire phone call between Joey and Ben, and he steps back, and he sits down at the bottom. He's videotaped, and they actually put this online with all this accusation, these slander. In other words, these are railing accusations against me and, I guess, Craig, too. I don't know. I haven't seen the whole video. But this is why it's so important for those babes in Christ to understand. If these people are not of our number, you don't, like, for example, you don't go listen to Seventh-day Adventist preachers. They're going to lure you away. That's what Ron Wyatt was. These guys are trying to push Ron Wyatt again, and you're going to see how they're planning to do it. It's scary. But what Robert's doing the same thing that Glell Doss did. Glell Doss started a website using my work, so that he can lure people in. Now, he didn't realize he was doing this, but the devil was getting to do this, where he'll lure people in with the message that we preach, because when you lift up Christ, people come in. And once they're in, they go, whoa, 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 so this guy seems to have the truth here, and he's saying that we should go to church on Wednesdays this month because of the Lunar Sabbath, or he's saying that Jesus isn't God, or he's saying that the Holy Spirit doesn't exist, or he says that John Paul II is going to resurrect from the dead and become the Antichrist after Ratzinger leaves office. Which, of course, didn't happen, and they had to change that page, but I saved it to prove people the guy's a false prophet, right? And this is what Latham's doing now. He's got a bunch of my videos, a bunch of Craig's videos, and people are coming to me and talking about this English kid, and they're saying that it looks like he's one of our number. He's not. He is not Seventh-day Remnant. Joey's not. Gene's not. And now you're going to find out Ben's not one either. He even admits he is not a Seventh-day Remnant person. He says he's never joined the church. But now I'm going to play you a clip. 1 minute maybe, I think, maybe 50 seconds of this. You're not going to believe what you hear here. But I'm going to put on stereo mix, so my mic's going to get turned off because I want this to be recorded as well. So hold on a second here, and then I'm going to play the clip. And listen to what Ben says. They're talking back and forth here. So hold on. Let's set default. All right.
Okay, no, I will. I will do it for God.
Oh, thank you.
It's his permission. Yeah, I will do it.
Yes, oh, thank you.
God's.
Yes, you just tell me what you want me to do or need me to do later on. I will just keep praying, and I'll have to ask you to keep praying as well. And then we will get back to each other, and we will find out what God wants us to do, right?
Amen, bro. I'm very glad that this is happening. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. God, thanks.
I'm glad to be back with you guys on the right side. I was in between two fires, as they say it here in the Netherlands.
It had a purpose.
I was caught up between two fires. Yes, I had to humble myself first, and now I can do the work better, I guess. I had to submit myself to the church so that I am now allowed to preach to them, because they are very pleased with me at this point. So we can make use of that. Because you and Robert are practically disfellowshipped.
Even.
So,
we're heathen, yeah.
Yes, even if you guys would make a perfect document without me, you wouldn't be able to present it to them because they are ignoring you guys. So I am the infiltrant at this point. I'm the mole, you know? I'm the inside guy. I'm in the SDR, but I'm with you guys.
I look at it as you're part of Christ's church, you know, you always belong to Christ's church, you know, and you're like Christ speaking to the, you're Christ speaking to the synagogues, you know, like, you know, I know spiritually where you stand. You might be physically stand, you know, people think your label is SDR, but where you stand spiritually, I understand. And that's what matters to God, you know, where you stand spiritually.
Yes, but I'm not. But I'm not an official member of the SDR as well.
Okay. Did you hear that? He not only said that he'll be a mole, but he said he'll be an infiltrator. He literally said this on camera, and it's on YouTube. Now, the definition of a mole is a spy who operates from within an organization, especially a double agent operating against his or her own government from within its intelligence establishment. That's the basic definition. I got this offline or online. And then an infiltrator is to enter or take positions in gradually or superstitiously as for purposes of espionage or takeover. Did Jesus warn us about types like this? Yes. What Henry and family, it sounds like Jesuits. And these guys could be literally being trained by Jesuits, because Jesuits usually use the term mole. And they've always been infiltrators. This is how much of a threat this church is to Satan. This is why Sessler was in our number. And then did what he did when he left. And he still uses the Seventh-day Remnant name, and he goes out there telling people he's an elder in the Seventh-day Remnant church, and people go to his church thinking everything's okay. And now these guys are doing it. And they're literally going to go into... I mean, what does Jesus say in John chapter 10, verse 1? Listen to this, what he says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, because Jesus Christ is the door, right? He says, the same as a thief and a robber. To come in at the door, brothers and sisters, where all can see you clearly, means you are one with us. You're all, you know, we're all together on the same page. We are in one accord. We're all together in the building like the apostles before the former rain fell, right? To come into the church in a different manner, like they're talking about, like a mole, you know, sneaking in a way other than Christ says to come into the church, means deception is going to be used, and only thieves and robbers do such thing. I mean, for Ben to use these terms, and for Jeannie, at the beginning of the video, you don't see this, but at the beginning of the video, like little text pop-ups come from Skype or something, I guess, and Jeannie says he's a mole. Now, Ben can't see that, because he's just talking to Joey. He can only see Joey's camera and Robert's camera, but he can't see what's popping up on Robert's computer screen. But we did, because Robert videotaped it. You see, this is what reminds me, I mean, think about, for Ben to use these terms, first of all, and for Jeannie to speak of them beforehand, and for Robert and Joey not only to be in agreement to do this, but to claim it to be their mission, because this is what Joey says, it's his mission now. This speaks volumes as to what's happening here. The SDR Church is a major threat. Rome knows about us, the SDA Church knows about us, and even the Protestant churches know about us. And all of them hate us because of the obvious gifts from heaven that have been bestowed upon us, and we are very small. There's only like a few thousand of us now around the world that I know of. So, of course, like thieves and robbers do in material means and steal your goods away, Satan wants to sneak in like a spy or a mole to steal away that which the Lord has blessed us with. And this is why it's so important for us not to yoke unequally. Ben is actually the poster child of this passage. Okay, let me just, I can write this down for a note. Okay, the scriptures say, by beholding we become changed. Bad company corrupts godly character. Could two walk together except they be agreed? I mean, it's all over the scriptures, right? Because I use this on a regular basis on the street as well as in the emails, because people are always asking me about this. I mean, wherefore, it says in 2 Corinthians, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. We warned Ben, don't hang with these guys. We warned Robert, and we warned Joey and Jeannie beforehand, don't listen to Seventh-day Adventist preachers. They don't know the truth anymore. They can't know any of the prophecies. We learned about this 3 weeks ago in that sermon I did about why most of the churches don't know the prophecies, because they're disobedient. Well, Wyatt and all the rest of them are disobedient. And now Ben was disobedient. Ben ignored the warnings and scriptures and decided to continue keeping in contact with Joey and Robert and Jeannie, and guess what? Just as the Bible said would happen, has happened. Ben has now become one with them. So, no, we don't suspect you, Alex, as being a mole. No, you're just, why? You didn't do anything like that at all. No, we've got, see, this is what the, don't worry about that, Alex, you know, and by their fruits you know them. All right? He said he was a mole. He even admitted it. And then before, an hour beforehand, Jeannie put something in a text where he didn't even see, and then she said he's going to be a mole for us. And so the demons were working together here. They're all in unison. Just like we're in one accord with the latter rain falling upon us, they've got a different rain. It's like, I guess, what Prince was singing about, a purple rain. But anyway, well, I don't know if it's Prince is a false prophet anyway. I'll strike that one, all right? But Ben's the poster child for this one. And it's so sad when you think about it. But when you I mean, we got plenty of stuff on our sites. I mean, I've got 65 videos on John 14:29. Craig's got probably two or three times that on his site. We've got literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of audio sermons, audio studies, spirit of prophecy studies, scripture studies, all over the websites. I got over 11,000 pages on my site alone. We don't need to go outside the church body to get the truth. And so, yes, we can pray for these people, yes, as Mindy is suggesting, but the Bible's clear on heretics. Titus 3:10 says you give them one or two chances and then you kick them. You treat them like the heretic. I mean, what does it actually say in Titus? Let me just get the exact verse here. It says, a man that is a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject. I mean, we can't, because if we continue to play like we do with Robert Latham, had everyone listened in the beginning and rejected him after the third or fourth or tenth time that he did something, we wouldn't have this issue. He wouldn't have these followers. And so, yes, these guys could be Jesuits in training. There's a very possibility. Or it's just that the demons that the Jesuits work with are now working with these young boys. And this is what could... And they put this... Yeah, they put this on YouTube, Ace. Well, they're probably going to pull it, just like Galel Doss pulled that page about the Pope rising from the dead. And I knew he was going to pull it, just like Ron Johnson. I knew he was going to pull his page after John Paul II was elected. Or no, after Retzinger was elected. And so the Lord, you know, the discernment was there. Copy that page and hide it on my site until after the event occurs so I can prove the guy's a false prophet. Well, now I find out that Robert, Joey, Ben, and Jeannie, what they're planning to work on is a video to try to twist everything that we're saying and twist everything that the Bible says to make it look like Ron Wyatt should be worshipped. And that's what they're doing. They're going to say, oh, no, we don't say we don't should worship Ron Wyatt. But when you look at the way they uplift him and you look at the way they believe him over and above rock-hard spirit of prophecy and amazingly rock-hard scripture, yes, they worship Ron Wyatt above Christ. So, but no, you don't want to go, I'm not going to give anybody the link to that video because it's, you know, we've got enough problems. I am not going to deal with this, there's 50 hits already on the video, and it's been up there for a couple of weeks, so not a lot of people have seen it. They're probably going to pull it, but I got a copy of the video, and Craig's got a copy of the video, and I'm going to make a web page about this. And I'm going to put the video on my web page. On my own, I won't put it on my server, I'll put it on John 14:29 server, and I'm going to take the video apart. I'm going to show everybody where they're messing up. It's it's a private link now? Oh, see, I didn't know that, so... The only those that they sent it to can see it. Okay, so I didn't know that. But somehow it got to me. It got to Craig, and then Craig got it to me. Ryan and I guess and Eli and all of them, you know, forwarded it. And thanks, Mick and Antoinette, in regards to Dutch and English and all the other stuff. You know, thank you. And that's the way I would rather do it. I would rather do it with people I trust, so... So anyway, that's what I wanted to share. I'm going to try and do the same thing tomorrow. I didn't plan any of this. I'm not, you know, the only thing I've got here is John chapter 10. And so, we got three. A lot of us downloaded the video. So we've got the video on our hard drives. And so if they're going to go out there and say that, no, I never said that, well, we've got the proof they did. But now we have rock-hard proof that they have no intentions of being members. They have every intention of twisting the truth as we preach it so as to split up the church, just as the prophecy said they'll try to do. And this is why I wanted to share this. We have young people in the faith here. You got to be careful who you're hanging with, because it could be people like this. They look like Christians. They act like Christians. They say, I mean, Ben's got a website, Seventh-day Remnant Church of, or Seventh-day Remnant of the Netherlands. All my stuff's on there. People think he's one of us. He's not. So we're going to have to put him on the dangerous SDR websites now. And hopefully he'll pull that site. And can they be listening now? No. No. Ben can't get in here, and Robert Lathan can't get in here. Joey and Jeannie never got in here yet, so I don't know. I don't think anybody has registered today, so it doesn't really matter. I don't care if they hear me or not. I really don't. They can record me for all I care. It doesn't matter. The truth is the truth. We have God on our side. They obviously do not. They are admitting to use the tools of hell. To be a mole or to be a spy is to use deception, which is the tools of Satan. That's not the tools of our God. So we have all the proof we need now. No matter what kind of video they set up, no matter what kind of website they set up, we've got this video. And now we can show the people their fruits. And the reason we can do it is because they're not members of this church anyway. They are people that have been moved by Satan to try to infiltrate the church, as he said, and then attack it. And he even said that we are pleased with him, and now he can use this against us. See, and this is why I praise God for him telling me not to put all my cards on the table. Ben may think I'm pleased with him, but Ben never realized. He's been giving me over a dozen pages to put on my website, and I never put them on. I've known for well over a year that he's got a problem. I prayed for confirmation. We got it today. So, yeah, literally, Morris, amen. Full of guile. This is what's going on, like we were talking about earlier. Amen. You hit the nail on the head there, brother. All right, so go ahead, Brother Ryan. Hopefully your microphone's working now.